Rosh Chodesh Adar, 16th of February, Rabbi Eliezer Cohen, making the Mishkan into a Mishkan.
First of all, Poiskin Bechwey Dachsanya, that's of course the first of all the shul, Knesset El Meisha, our host these shiurim. And also just like a quick thank you to Rabbi Dudi Iskovitz, whose works Oisig Vesachi Sibu Bemuna, instrumental in this Habos Satera, which definitely adds to the whole Mikdash Ma'at of this shul. Which of course brings us to this week's Parsha, Parsha's Truma, which is all about building the Beis HaMikdash. We also need Mikdash Rishchanti B'Seichon. Unfortunately, now at the moment, it's not yet Halacha L'Maisa. But, as we said, we can learn from here also all about building a Mikdash Ma'at. So, I'd like to have a look in the Parsha and see what we can learn, maybe some Yesodos on how to go about building a Mikdash and a Mishkan and a Mikdash Ma'at as well. Okay, so I'd like to start with the pasuk here, more or less in the middle of this week's parasha, just after Chamishi. V'asisa paroiches, cheles v'argamon v'silas shoni. You make a paroiches. What's the paroiches? It's a curtain. The pasuk carries on. Was put on the four amudim, which were in the middle of the Mishkan. And this paroiches says, v'nasatos paroiches tachas ha-kurosim. You put the paroiches underneath the kurosim, and it divides between the kodesh and the kodesh ha-kadoshim. What are the kurosim? Kurosim are the samach, not to be confused with kurosim with the shin. So the kurosim are hooks. What's these hooks? Yeah, quick. Just a quick chazai on this. The Mishkan was three walls made out of wood. Didn't have a ceiling, didn't have a roof. What did they have? They covered over the Mishkan. They had a few of these coverings. Three or four, we'll see. So the Pasuk says, Es a Mishkan tase es yiris. The first covering was called Mishkan. That was made out of yiris sheish. Sheish is linen. It was made of two parts. And these parts were stuck together with these hooks, these crosses. On top of that, you had another cover, another layer. That layer was made out of izim, goat's hair, and that also had these hooks in the middle. Huh? Yeah, and on top of that, the third layer, the second layer of the izim was called, the pasuk says, Oyhel ala Mishkan, covering over that. And the third layer, okay, either third, there's two, another two, another one, that was made out of the Oyres Elim Adomim and the Choshe. Okay, for some reason the top one didn't have these hooks, the bottom two had these hooks in the middle, for some reason. Didn't make just one big sheet, they're stuck, there were two parts stuck together with this crossing. Okay. So the pasuk here says, where did he put this paroiches in the middle of the Mishkan? He put it underneath the kurosim. Came out, interestingly, when he covered over the Mishkan with this big sheet, which was 40 amos long, it hung over the back of the Mishkan, almost the floor, covered over the roof, and this kurosim ended up exactly there in the middle, exactly not in the middle, exactly on top of where the paroiches was. So you had the paroiches on top of them, you had the kurosim. That's what the pasuk is telling us. Okay. It's a bit funny. It doesn't actually say in the pasuk where you put this pareches. I would have said, put up four amudim, 10 amos from the back of the Mishkan, or 20 amos from the front of the Mishkan, hang up to the pareches there. I've said, okay, it also happens to come out of the cross. And the pasuk doesn't actually say anywhere where was this pareches hung. All the pasuk goes in this like roundabout way. After you put on the covering, it's going to actually come out of these crossim over here. Go and find these crossim, and that's where you put the paroiches. It's a bit of a funny way of saying it. Okay, so leave that for the moment. The Mitzvah Shem will come back to that later on. So, just like Bishuskan, I'd like to go through with you just a couple of lines in the Sugi in the Gemara. I know it's a Friday morning, everyone's tired, I'm tired, but sure everyone as well, but I think if we go through this Gemara together, we'll come out with some very, very interesting chidushim. So there's a Mishnah in Bamei Medlikin, for those who say it, I'm sure every week know the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol ha-yotze min ha-eitz, ein madlikin bo yad ha-pishton. V'chol ha-yotze min ha-eitz, ein mitame tumas oyalim el ha-pishton. What's this last second half of the Mishnah? Okay, this is very, everyone knows there's a din of Tumas Oyelim. If you have a dead person or part of a dead person inside an Oyel, inside underneath a covering, and anything inside that Oyel comes Tomei. Yeah, that's maybe not a guy to you, a guy to me, I'm a Kohen. I know when I was young, we used to anytime go up to a plane, you have to be careful to close the windows of the car, okay? That's a different story. But the Mishnah here is saying a different din. The Mishnah is saying, what about this covering itself? Does the covering itself, this oihel, does that become tummy? So the Mishnah says, kol ha-yotzim in ha-eitz, eini metame tumas oyelim ela pishton. Only pishton, only this linen, that comes tummy. If you have a covering, a ceiling of wood, then that itself does not become tummy when you have a mace on any sense.
Cotton.
I don't know, Pishton. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So, what's this got to do with the Beis HaMikdash, with the Mishkan? So the Gemara says, Minoron, how do we know that only Pishton becomes Tomei? Omer Rebbe Elazar, Gomar, Oyhel, Oyhel, Mi Mishkan. Make a Gzera Shove from the Mishkan. It says the word Oyhel by Tomei, and it says Oyhel by the Mishkan. Ksiv ha'ochet zois ha'toyra odom ki yomus ba'oyhel, or ksiv ha'osom, and it says by the Mishkan, ve'yifrois es ha'oyhel al ha'mishkan. This is a pasuk, right, and ends Parshas Pikudei, when Moshe was putting up the Mishkan, he put up the Mishkan, and he spread out the oyhel al ha'mishkan. What is this word in this pasuk, oyhel al ha'mishkan? How do we translate this pasuk? Pasuk, he put the oyhel, he put this covering over the Mishkan. Yeah. The Mishkan, the tabernacle, whatever you want to call it, yeah? The Mishnah says, so what is this covering which you covered over the Mishkan with, which the apostle calls Oyel? That was this very first covering, which we said was the Yiruyos Sheish. That's Pishton. So you see from here, the apostle calls this Yiruyos Sheish Oyel. So we make a Gzeirah Shava to Oyel, Oyel, so we know Tumah as well, anything made out of Pishton's tummy. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. I'll just do one more line in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, okay, so the roof, the covering was made out of Pishton, but it's not just the roof, you have the walls as well. The walls is also part of the structure of this Mishkan. And the walls are made out of wood. So maybe we should say that wood is also considered part of this Oyhel. That also becomes Tomei. So Moab says now. Moab says, Omar Kov Asisa Kroshim Le Mishkan. Make Kroshim for the Mishkan. Mishkan Korin Mishkan. The Ein Kroshim Korin Mishkan. We don't consider the Kroshim, they don't have this title of being as part of the structure of the Mishkan there. Considered separate entity, only the covering of the Mishkan, the Sheish, the Pishton, that is what is Mekabel Tumah. Okay, that's the Gemara. Okay, this Gemara is very shrewd. What did we just say? Nachman, the Gemara says, we're looking for a posuk to tell us that the word Oyhel means Pishton. The Gemara brings a posuk, V'yifres es ha'oyel ala Mishkan. So we just said, how do we translate that posuk? Right, if you would have asked me, I would have translated this pasuk very differently. In fact, when the pasuk tells us to make these coverings of the Mishkan, we said, the first covering that was called Mishkan, Vasiso Mishkan. Vesa Mishkan Tase, Esa Yireis Sheish. The very first covering was called Mishkan. After that, the pasuk says, Vasiso Yireis Izim, Le'oihel Al HaMishkan. Make a second covering on top of this sheikh, of this pishton, on top of this linen, made out of goat's hair, woven together with some other stuff. That's a oyhel ala mishkan. That was called.
It was the top one.
Sorry?
Choshen was the second.
No, the choshen was on top of that. Yeah, it says, this oyhel, sisi yoyis izim la oyhel ala mishkan. And after that, was siso michsel oyhel 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 odomim, michsel oyhel choshen ilmanam. Okay, another one, another two. Yeah, there was three or four. There was the first one was which pitched on, yeah, and the second covering was these Yuri's Lizim, then of goat's hair, and then we had this Rashi brings the Machlekes as another one, another two, made out of Oyos Elim and Modomim, which was red leather or skin, and the Tchoshim on top. For some reason these Tchoshim, they didn't have this Tchoshim in between, and they also didn't go over the walls. Okay, that's what it was. But the first two, the bottom one was called Mishkan, and one on top of that was called Oyhel. Yeah, that's what the Pasuk says. You should make an Oyhel ala Mishkan. So if I come to this Pasuk in Pikudei, and it says that Moshe Rabbeinu put the Oyhel ala Mishkan, I would have said it means like it meant every single time until we got to Pasuk. It means he put the first covering on the Mishkan, that's called Mishkan, and on top of that, You put, you use him. So when the pasuk says oihel, it's not referring to the, it's not referring to the Yuri's Sheish, it's referring to the Yuri's Izim, the second one on top. The Gemara seems to understand, not like that, the Gemara's understanding of the Oihal ala Mishkan means he put the first covering of Sheish on top of the Mishkan, like we said before, the tabernacle. So why is the Gemara understanding like that? So the truth is that Tosfos already asked the question, and the Ramban as well. Tosfos says that here we have to, the Gemara is right, obviously. Why? If you look back in a psukim over there in Parshas Pekudei, we have to go back one pasuk. Ve'yokom Moshe es ha-mishkan. Moshe put up the mishkan. So what did he do? Yitin es adonov, he put the adonim. Ve'yosem es krosho, he put up the walls made up of the wood. Yitin es brichov, those were the beams went around to hold up the walls. Ve'yokom es amudov. And then he put this oihel al hamishkan. Says Tosfos, there's something missing here. What? Not one. Moshe put up the walls, when everything we needed to put up all the parts of the walls, and then you covered it with what? So first you have to put on these sheish, the linen, the first covering, and then on top of that is him. Also misses that out. Yifresh esa oihel al hamishkan. Which was first they put on this first covering called mishkan, and then the second covering misses that out. So he says, the one stood here must be, like the Gemara says, here it doesn't mean the Oihel ala Mishkan, the second coming, the first coming. We haven't. Yeah, this first Yuriyos Sheish, Mandikar Shemei, we haven't mentioned it. So obviously here, the Pshat in the Pasuk is, like I said, the Mishkan in the Pasuk means the actual walls. And here, for some reason, the Torah is calling the first covering Oihel, we're changing everything until we said till now, we're calling it Oihel, and that's the Gemara saying. So this is the first time in the Torah we see that Sheish Mishkan is called Oihel. Okay, that's what Tosfos says. Thank you, Aldi. Small problem here. Looking at Rashi in Alatayah, on this pasuk here, Bikudi. Mash, three words. Ve'yifres es ho'oyel, hein yiriyos ho'izim. Actually, what does oyel mean? The second one, yiriyos izim. Yeah, if I had just been on the Chumash Rashi, then I wouldn't necessarily, okay, I wouldn't know what, I wouldn't even know what Rashi's trying to say. I mean, what does he want here? Obviously, Oihel means the Yuri sees him like every time till now. The truth is, we see what Rashi's coming to say. Rashi's coming with a big chiddush. He's saying a different pshat, not like Tosfos says, not like the Gemara. Rashi is saying pshat in this pasuk is Yuri es ha'oyel ala mishkan means the pshat, the second covering on top of the first one. So there's two problems. First of all, the Gemara we see not like that. Yeah, the Gemara says clearly that the word oihel here is talking about the very first covering, the Yuri sheish. Second of all, like Tosfos Raya from the Fossil before, how can Rashi say that Oihel ala Mishkan means the second? Before we never said before we put the first covering on. How can it be here? If we say Oihel ala Mishkan. So I'm going to suggest to you a pshat. So what do you think of this pshat in the Fossil according to Rashi? Let's go back to the beginning of the Fossil before, which you had just read out. Ve'yokom Moshe es ha-Mishkan. Moshe put up the Mishkan. Ve'yitin es Adonov, es Kroshov. What does that mean? Ve'yokom Moshe es ha-Mishkan. He put up the Mishkan. I mean, he put up the Mishkan. How did he do that? He put up the Adonim and the Kroshim. So, no, I'm going to tell you a different shot. Ve'yokom Moshe es ha-Mishkan. First, he put up this, what we call Mishkan, the first covering. Then he put up, underneath that, he put up the Adonim and the Kroshim and the Brichov. It's two separate things. And after that, Ve'yifres es oil ala Mishkan, he put the second covering. Good shot. Sounds a bit strange. He's put up first the covering of the Mishkan Yerushalayim, and then somehow he underneath that put up the walls. No, I can't even shut the fear. But my sir, as I stated in the Sforno, look in the Sforno, over here on this posuk. The Yokom Moshe es haMishkan. What's the Yokom Moshe? He put up the Mishkan. Eser haYiriyos. Master Choshe, the first, the Yuriyos, the covering of the Mishkan. Shenikru Mishkan, like we saw in Parshas, our Parshas is called Mishkan. Hukmukoyidam HaKom HaSa Koshim, you put up this, the covering of the roof before you actually put up the walls of the Koshim. How did you do that? Imbidi Odom HaFzikim Boi, maybe other people came to help held them up, why did you put up the walls? Imal Derech Nes, maybe it was a Nes. Why do you need such a backwards way? You have to come onto an S. I don't know. Okay, maybe we'll see. Okay, the very, actually, it brings the Gemara Menachos. In fact, the Rashi on this Tosfos points out that Rashi in this Gemara Menachos also says much like this. He says that's proud in the pasuk. The Yochum Moshe Sam Mishkan. He put up this roof, the covering somehow, and then he underneath that put up the walls. And like Rashi says, hello to you, Rashi in this posuk. So Rashi saying Mishkan, the posuk over here, again, the Yifres es ha'oil ala Mishkan, Rashi means he put the second covering of the Yifres Izim on top of the Mishkan, which is the first covering. Okay, that's Pshat in the posuk. Two Pshatim in the posuk. How do you translate the words of the posuk? Does the Yokum es Yifres es ha'oil ala Mishkan, does it mean he put the Mishkan on top of the walls of the Mishkan? Like Tosfos and Ramban say. On this other end, we have Rashi and Sfano who say, no, Yifrei says, Oyel on the Mishkan means the second roof on top of the first one. Okay, two pshatim. Still left share with the Gemara. Yeah. The Gemara says very clearly, like Tosfos says, that we learned from this pasuk, Oyel, Oyel is referring to the Mishkan, the very first roof. So how does that fit in with this Rashi and Sfano? So the truth is, there is another pshat in the Gemara, in the Shrinin. The Ritva says, and the fact that, and actually in the Gemara, it seems he also learned that, yes? They say a different pshat in the Gemara. They say when the Gemara is not trying to prove from here that this Pishdon is called Oihel. That's not pshat in the Pasuk. So the word Mishkan in the Pasuk is referring to the Pishdon, to this first, to their first covering. What does the Gemara mean? Rashi and the Gemara say, we have another Pasuk. We already know, it says, Es Mishkan Oihel Moyed. There's another Pasuk. That. Mishkan Oihel Moyed. We know that Mishkan is called an Oihel. So we just have to find a Pasuk that tells us that this Pishdon, the first rubbing, is called Mishkan. And we have another Pasuk that says, whatever was the Mishkan, that was also called an Oihel. So we're not bringing, the Rav we're bringing from is not from the Oihel, the first word in the Pasuk. We're bringing it from the end of the Pasuk. If we say Oihel Al Ha Mishkan, what's the Al HaMishkan? The Al HaMishkan is the Yuriyos Sheish, is the Pishdon. And we have another Pasuk which tells us that this oil is, this Mishkan is also called an oil. Another Pasuk, more doesn't mention, more enough. Yeah, we have to add this line in the Gemara. Yifres oil Al HaMishkan. Mishkan in this Pasuk is Mishkan, is the first covering. And we know that's called oil, and that's what we're learning to do. That's what we're doing. It's also a bit funny, a bit strange. Oh, Nachman, we're looking for a pasuk to tell us that this first covering is called Mishkan. Yeah, so according to this Rashi Nidva. So after grief, all the way to the end of Sefer Shemayis, the end of Pikudei, after we've mentioned, gone through the whole building of the Mishkan about six times, yeah, in Parshas Truma, in Parshas Tzaven, in Veyakin, and Pikudei, and there, right at the end of Pikudei, we found a pasuk which tells us that this first covering is called Mishkan. We just read out before, right? And the very first time the Torah mentions it, Torah says we should make a Mishkan. Why called every time we have mentioned it, we called it Mishkan. Why are we? The Gemara is looking for a pasuk that this, according to this prat, that this first covering of the Mishkan, this roof of the Mishkan, is called Mishkan. That's the only pasuk we can find. So what's going on here? So I'd like to suggest that maybe a pshat like this. Yeah, we mentioned before the line of the Gemara. The Gemara said, Mishkan kori Mishkan ve'ein kroshim kuyin Mishkan. Yeah, the Gemara says that only the covering, the roof, that has the name Mishkan. Mishkan is called Mishkan, but the walls, the kroshim made out of wood, that doesn't have the name Mishkan. Okay, ein kroshim kuyin Mishkan. What is this? Mishkan kori Mishkan. That's also a bit of a funny lashon, a bit of a funny way of saying things. The Mishkan is called Mishkan. Yeah, obviously, it's a bit of self-evident. If it's the Mishkan, it's called Mishkan. Obviously, if it's the Mishkan, it's the Mishkan. What does Moab mean with this word, Mishkan, Kori Mishkan? So, this Gemara reminds me of a different Gemara. There's another Gemara in Erevin, I think also in Shavuos. The Gemara says a very, very similar Lashon. There, the Gemara uses the Lashon, Mishkan Ikri Mikdosh, or Mikdosh Ikri Mishkan. What's talking about there? So we know we have a Mishkan, and we have a Beis HaMikdash. And if you look at the Mishkan, there's various dinim which we see in the Torah. Some of them the Torah says about a Mishkan, and some of them the Torah says about a Mikdash. For example, the dinim are not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash with shoes on our feet. Why is it possible? It's Mikdash Tiro. We have Meiro Mikdash, from there learn dinim. We don't go with shoes, etc. Okay, that's what it says there. Mikdashi. What about the Mishkan? You're allowed to go into the Mishkan? Maybe. It only says Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says no. The Mishkan was also called a Mikdash. And the Mikdash was also called a Mishkan. So whatever dinim it says by one applies by the other one as well. That's what it says in the Gemara. in Eruvin. So what does that mean? So that means what you might have thought is Xeris HaKosso for some reason, because the Pasuk uses the word Mikdash, so you would say, no, that's only talking about the Beis HaMikdash, not talking about the Mishkan. So we have, the Mara says, no, we see that the Mishkan is also called Mikdash. I suggest it's not just Xeris HaKosso. What the Mara is telling us is, there are two entities. There's an entity called a Mishkan, and there's something else called a Mikdash. What do words mean? I mean, words mean things, especially in Lashon HaKodesh. When we call something Mishkan, we call something Mikdash, so just a name. What Mishkan, what does it mean? Mishkan means a place where there is Hashonis HaShchina. Yeah, we talk about the Mishkan, we mean this is a place which has the Shechina in it. We talk about a Mikdash. What a Mikdash means, this is a Mokim Kadosh. These words, they are explained to us that the essence of this place, the Mahus, what is this place? This is a Mishkan, and the Mikdash is a Mikdash, that's what it is. What I'm saying is, these are two entities really, there's two Bechinas. There's one Bechina called Mishkan, and there's a Bechina called Mikdash. And then what I was telling us, each of these two places had both of these Bechinas. The Mishkan was, in essence, a Makam of Hashraya Shechina, and it also was a Mikdash, it was a Makam Tusha, in fact. The Mishkan, the basic Mikdash itself was Kodesh forever, we hold it. Even Dusha Roshayna is the Asid Lavoi. The Mishkan wasn't, but still, the Mishkan was also considered a Mikdash. It was a Mikdash, it was a Makim Kodesh, and it was a Makim Mishmas Shekhinah. It's not just names. We're talking about here is what the essence of the very place. There's both with Bechinus. That's the one I'm saying. It says in the Pasuk, it's Mikdash in Tiro, there's a mitzvah to have to fear this Makim, not to go into the Makim with the Mishkan Mikdash. But with Avak and with your shoes on, maybe that is because this is a holy place. Not just a holy place, this place is a Mikdash. Maybe the Mishkan is not a Mikdash. Not just it's not called a Mikdash, maybe the Mishkan is not a Mikdash. That's what I'm saying. Mishkan Ikri Mikdash. And Mikdash Ikri Mishkan is telling us what was the essence of the Makim of Mishkan. It also had this Bechina of Mikdash. That's the Chayyab Shat over there. So maybe here as well, when a Gemara says, Mishkan Kori Mishkan, there ain't Krashen Kori Mishkan. I'm not talking about just names. What we call Mishkan, what we call. The Gemara is saying, what makes this place into a Mishkan? The Gemara says, you know what makes the place into the Mishkan? The Mishkan, this covering, which is called Mishkan, that is what makes the place underneath it. It's not just the covering of the Mishkan, the whole place, the whole air, everything inside where we put all the kelim. That was the Mishkan. It is the Mishkan on top, this covering called Mishkan, and that's what makes the Mishkan into the Mishkan. That's what I was saying. Mishkan, Ikri Mishkan, the Ein Kuroshim Kuroin Mishkan. You know what I'm saying in Chiddush, it's not the walls. To ask you, how do you build the Mishkan? Male measure, put up three walls, that's the Mishkan. Okay, the roof as well. No, what I was saying. It's not the Kuroshim which are making the Mishkan. Vasisa Kuroshim Le Mishkan. The Kuroshim itself is not what makes this place into the Mishkan. That's not the place which brings the Ashrayas HaShchinah. You know what brings the Ashrayas HaShchinah? It's the coverings on top. It's fascinating that these bottom two coverings, the bottom one, let's say, also the bottom one of the Pishton, it was 28 amas long, wide, and 40 amas long. Whereas when we put it over the top of the Mishkan, it's 10 amas wide, 9 amas on each side. And the second one as well, they hang over the walls. It's not just stone like that. On all three sides was covered with the coverings. Why? Because it's this Mishkan on top, this Yerios, this covering, that's what made the Mishkan, it's not just the roof. Those are the real walls of the Mishkan. And the Kroshim underneath, they're holding it up. Exactly like we said in the Sforna before. In fact, I cheated a little bit, because if you look inside the Sforna actually says this very clearly. The Sforna, which we read before, he says like this, he says, Moshe put up the Mishkan, first he put up the Yerios, the covering of the Mishkan, before the Kroshim. Valzeah said in us, that's how it was made. Ki omnom, because oison esse yirios, hein hoyu iker binyan hamikdosh. It's the yirios, they are the real essence, they are the iker of the binyan hamikdosh. So perhaps we could have asked Pshat here in the Rashi and the Ritva. Right? We said Rashi and the Ritva are learning here Pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara is not looking for to find where we see that this first covering is called Oihel. They're looking for somewhere where it's called Mishkan. So he said, what do you mean? You have to look to find somewhere where it's called Mishkan. That says right in the beginning of the pasuk. A parsha Truma in this week's parsha is called Mishkan. So the answer is no. We know it's called Mishkan. It is called Mishkan. It had a name. It's called Mishkan. As a Rashi in Shabbos says, it was called Mishkan because because you could see it from inside. It was Lenoi, right? It made the Mishkan. So that's part of the Mishkan, right? That's why it's called Mishkan. That's not what we're looking for here. We're looking for how do we know that this is the Mishkan? This Mishkan, Ikri Mishkan. How do you know that this covering called Mishkan, that is what makes the Mishkan, that's what makes Asherah Mishkan. That's what we're looking for. And that's the one that has to go all the way to Parshas Pekudei. It's only from there we see, which says, Mishkan. Perhaps like we said from the Pasuk in the beginning, and where it says, Moshe put up the Mishkan. That's right, yeah. Moshe, Mishkan. From there we see that this first covering, that is what gave the actual place, the essence of the Mishkan. Let's just go back to how we started off with in the beginning. The pasuk says about the cross, about the paroiches. Yeah, and the Moses says, where do we put the paroiches? He put the paroiches underneath this cross, him, the hooks. So he said, why does the pasuk not tell us where you put it? You should say 10 amas in, or like we said, 20 amas in the front, that's where the paroiches was. The answer is no. What is really making the division here between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodesh? If we see the Mishkan was divided into two, there are two Kedushas. There was one degree of Kedusha in the Kodesh and a higher degree of Kedusha in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So perhaps we could say that if there is such a difference in the Kedusha, it must be that there was a difference in the Yuriyos. That's what gave the place underneath the Kedusha. It's not the walls, it's the Yuriyos season. That's what gave the difference. So it has to be. It had to be that the Nereis themselves, there was a chiluk, there was a separation between these two parts. It's not just coincidence that happens to be that the Kerosim are on top of the Pareches. On the contrary, that is why you put the Pareches there. It's because it's the Kerosim are there, that's where the division in the Nereis, that's what makes the division in the Kedusha underneath. Of course, we have to have a physical division to show us the division, but what's really making the chiluk between the Kodesh and the Kedoshim is the Kerosim on top. And it comes out amazingly. We said the first two coverings, they both had these crossed them, they both came out exactly on top of the Pareches. The third one, the fourth, which was the Troshim, that didn't have any crossed inside. It's interesting, the top two also didn't go over the sides of the Mishkan, he said. There's a big difference. That's the difference between them. The first two, they are the coverings of the Mishkan. That is the Mishkan, Mishkan and Ikri Mishkan. So they, the top and the walls, they had to have this division on top. The top two, they didn't go, they didn't do anything. I mean, they were there, they covered over, they were a mikseh, a covering, they were a roof. That's not what made the Mishkan into a Mishkan. Didn't go over the sides, we didn't need them over the walls. So they didn't have to have these crossing either. So only these bottom two Yuriyos, that's what made the Mishkan into a Mishkan. They had this chiluk of the crossing. Now, as we started off, Baruch Hashem, in this Mikdash Ma'at, who can learn from this, I think. First of all, every shul, what makes the shul into a shul? Of course, we have a beautiful shul here. But what really makes the shul into a shul is what brings Hashras Hashkina. We have the shiurim. We have a daven, in a way we have a daven in the shul. That's what brings Hashras Hashkina in the shul. That is what makes the shul into a shul. It's a shame, because all the Torah, which is, what's the Torah, is coming out of this Mikdash Ma'at and all the other Mikdoshei Ma'at, we should be zeicher, that this parsha and this pasuk of what also in Mikdash Chanti B'Tzeicham should become the core of the Halacha L'Maaseh once again.